Fact, we produce more than 380 million tons of plastic waste worldwide every year. Fact, on our current trajectory, one report estimates that in 50 years, plastic will outweigh the fish in our oceans. Fact, 1 million plastic water bottles are purchased every minute around the world. Approximately 1.1 billion toothbrushes are tossed every year just in North America. Fact, we ingest about 2,000 microplastic particles a week. This is the equivalent of a credit card of plastic every 7 days. Fact, the U.S. uses more than 36 billion disposable utensils a year. Laid end to end, they would wrap around the globe 139 times. The short story on plastic. There is a very direct connection between plastic and global warming. And the connection is this. Most plastic is made from fossil fuels, oil, natural gas, coal. The process of extracting and transporting those fuels and then manufacturing and distributing the plastic products creates millions of tons of greenhouse gases annually. Then, at the end of its life cycle, plastic further damages our environment when it ends up in landfills or becomes litter in our oceans. Plastic waste in landfills can end up leaching toxic chemicals into nearby soil and into the groundwater that supports local drinking water systems. Keep in mind, many of these landfills are in our own communities and disproportionately where poor people and people of color live. Plastic in the ocean often breaks down into tiny bits and pieces called microplastics, which may get swallowed by fish that mistake them for food. Eventually, some of these micro amounts may get swallowed by us when we eat tuna, salmon, or sushi. Microplastics have even ended up in breast milk. So let's dig a bit deeper. Because plastic is inexpensive, we have come to use it for lots of products that are created for single or short-term use. Think plastic water bottles, disposable razors, our daily personal care products, and all those cheap pens and cigarette lighters that are forever getting lost. When we toss all this disposable plastic, we create a huge environmental mess because plastic never fully biodegrades. Every single bit of plastic any of us has ever touched, the wrap on the salad, the polystyrene cup at soccer practice, the red Solo cup at that party, every toothbrush used since childhood, every Ziploc bag holding a peanut butter sandwich, the lid on every cup of coffee, the dental floss we use every night, it's all still lingering somewhere on the planet. Unless we take action on our current trajectory, the problem is about to get worse, a lot worse. Why? Because as renewable energy systems replace oil and gas for things like heating or cars, the fossil fuel industry is scrambling for new uses for its plastic byproducts. And there is just a big market for single and short-term use consumer products.